Thank you, everybody.
Hello. How do you do?
Howdy, howdy. Hi, how are you? Thank you. Thank you. That's okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, howdy, hello, how are you? How do you do? How are you doing? How's it going? What's going on? What's new? What do you think? What do you hear? What do you say? What do you feel? What's shaking? What's happening? Que pasa? What's going down? What it is? Well, we got all kinds of ways to say hello. We got lots of ways to say hello. You know what my favorite one is?
How's your hammer hanging?
That's a good one, isn't it? Doesn't work too well with women. Unless you're talking to a female carpenter, then it's perfectly all right. I've always wanted to say that one to a high church official. Good evening, Your Holiness. How hangs the hammer? So far, I haven't had that opportunity. Then there's one way to say hello that I really don't care for. There's one way I don't like. You know how some people will say to you, are they keeping you busy? As if someone has the right to come up and give me odd jobs. They say to me, are they keeping you busy? I say, well, your wife is keeping me pretty busy, I'll tell you that. And that seems to hold them for about a half an hour. Then we have a lot of ways to say goodbye, too. We've figured out all kinds of ways to say goodbye. We say bye-bye, so long, see you later, take it easy, be cool, hang loose, stay in there. You know what my favorite one is?
Don't get run over.
Well, some people need practical advice, you know? And some guys will say to you, hey, have a good one. I say, hey, I already have a good one. Now I'm looking for a longer one. And that seems to hold them for about a half an hour. Then you have all the foreign ways to say goodbye. You know, some people, when they leave you, they think they got to get tricky. And they'll whip an arrivederci on you. Or an au revoir, or auf wiedersehen, or adios. Well, the American version of that one,
adios, motherfucker.
Or aloha. That's a nice one, isn't it? Aloha. They say that in Hawaii, of course, and that means hello and goodbye, which just goes to show if you spend enough time in the sun, you don't know whether you're coming or going. Then if you notice this, sometimes you'll get in a rut with the way you say goodbye. Do you ever find yourself using the same phrase over and over again with everybody and you feel a little stupid? Like if you're leaving a party and you have to say goodbye to five or six people in a row and you say, okay, hey, take it easy, 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 okay, hey. You feel like a goddamn moron, you know? So you know what I do? Every month I change the way I say goodbye. Whether I need to or not, every month I start using a different phrase. People like that. They notice that little extra effort. They'll say to me, pardon me, but didn't you used to say, okay, hey, take it easy? I say, yes, I did, but not anymore. Now I say, farewell. Farewell till we meet again. Peace be with you. May the forces of evil become confused on the way to your house. That's a strong one, isn't it? People will remember you if you talk like that. Or sometimes you can combine several ways to say goodbye that don't seem to go together. Like, toodaloo, go with God and don't take any wooden nickels. Then people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Or you can say goodbye in a realistic manner. So long, Steve. Don't let self-doubt interfere with your plans to improve your life. Well, some people need practical advice.